The Woodlawn and Jefferson neighborhoods are very prone to flooding. Repeats of flood events like 1998 and 2002 have residents like Henrietta LaGrange concerned.
I live right in front, so I have mega pictures, and I'm there sometimes sleepless nights trying to see how high the water's going to get.
In 3 years, however, flooding around Woodlawn Lake Park should be remedied. $15 million of 2007 bond money is being used to widen the ceiling channel near Woodlawn Avenue and Wilson Boulevard and also construct 4 bridges. David Polito is with the city's Capital Improvement Department.
The channel improvements was actually the driving force of this project. The bridge reconstruction, that came from a parks project that we inherited because the design of the channel dictated the design of the bridges. So that way it was easier for us just to incorporate those projects into this one.
The existing Tobin Josephine Bridge allows pedestrians, cyclists, and vehicles. Jefferson Neighborhood Association President Ted Guetta points out that it's unsafe for those on foot.
Guy right here walking around, he's hitting traffic. There's one sidewalk on one side, but on the other side there's no sidewalk. So you have people walking in the street, cars coming.
That bridge will be reconstructed to be pedestrian only, and a new bridge for vehicles will be built 300 feet away. Phase 1 of this project will end at Wilson, and Phase 2, using 2012 bond money, will take the channel widening to St. Cloud. Reporting from Woodlawn Lake Park, Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.